Regional manager for the service, Charlie Kotke, says the airplane will be available to use when the rotor wing helicopter transport might have weather-related limitations, maintenance, or a very long transport. Kotke says the Cessna Conquest 2 plane is set up with a highly trained medical crew and has a platform that can load the patient into the plane.
Infuse medications, be able to monitor, blood pressures, heart rhythms, and things like that. So have the capability, just like we do in our helicopters and in our ground ambulances, much like an ICU.
One factor this transport has over the others is speed.
The airplane flies almost twice the speed of the helicopters. That creates shorter time in flight, but it does have more logistics then, because we have to move the patient from a hospital to the airport, and then from the airport at the destination to the hospital. There's some logistics that we figure in there to figure out truly what's the best way to move the patient.
The Spirit Communications Center coordinates the fixed-wing transport. Critical care crew members go with the patient to each leg of the trip until the patient reaches the preferred destination. Kotke says the plane benefits rural patients with the ability to land in smaller airports. He says they can transport patients 100 miles away in 20 minutes. He says stroke or burn patients are examples of critical care patients who would benefit. Ken Krall, WXPR News.